Hello, my name is Satchanama. I'm assistant to the Preceptors College, and with me today I've got Karen Amaya, who spends most of her time in India, helping women to get ordained in India. So I just wanted to ask you, Karen Amaya, a couple of things. One of them, I know you've got plans for a women's retreat centre, so
yes.
I was wondering if you could just say a little bit about that.
Yes, at the moment there's no retreat centre specifically for women.
In the whole of India?
Yes.
Yeah.
And, well, in fact, there's a dearth of women's communities as well.
Right.
So we are hoping to develop some of the land that's adjacent to the Bhajra Retreat Centre between Pune and Mumbai and use a part of that land. And initially we would propose to build a women's community and facilities for maybe 25, 30 women to come. And that would mean we could run what we would call small retreats.
Yeah.
I know in other countries that might be considered a normal size retreat, but that would be a small retreat.
Yeah.
And at least for some time, we would probably continue to use the entire campus of the retreat centre, you know, for bigger retreats.
Right. So by a big retreat is what, 100,
well,
200?
We had a retreat that was supposed to be 60 back in June for young women.
Yes.
And there ended up being 101. I was the number one. I mean, there were 100 plus me. So, I mean, that still can be a small retreat because at our other retreat centre, Borderon, you can get 400 or 500 people, even 600 on retreat.
So the women's community on this new land, that
yes.
will be a new development as well, having
Would.
And how many women are you hoping will live there?
Probably, I hope it will have facilities for around 10, but it may be that because it's difficult for women to not be with their families, it may be that we have a smaller community and then have women who come to stay for periods of time,
right.
You know, for 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, something like that, and get the community experience.
Yeah.
We're doing something of a pilot project this year, towards the end of December, for 4 weeks. We're going to use a part of the existing Bhajra Retreat Centre, and I'm going to be with Sri Mala, another Dharmacharini from Britain. And the two of us plus 10 Indian Dharmacharinis will live together for 4 weeks, practicing and living together as a community.
But not running retreats at that time, just her.
Well, concentrating on the community.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, hoping to intensify practice.
Yes.
Would be the idea. And in a way, connected to that is that part of the function of this new centre would be that we hope to have some longer term training for younger women.
Similar to the courses we have here at Ishtar.
Yes, that kind of thing. Mm. We're looking at doing something next year for perhaps up to 3 months. But again, we need to find a place that won't be our retreat centre. Unfortunately, with the climate where this place is being built in Bhajra, there's really heavy rainfall. Well, there's a combination of heavy rainfall plus water shortage, which isn't quite logical. But we've got to find ways to store more water. At the moment, the water tends to run out in about May, so we need better storage facilities. But that's going to limit when we can build, because we can't deplete the water supplies for the retreat centre, so we've got to sort out the water situation. But because it's in an area of very heavy rainfall, there should be a way around that.
So the numbers, you said, sort of maybe 25 people or so to come and treat.
30, yeah.
Will that be mainly for ordination training retreats?
Yes, yes, probably.
Yes.
I mean, we're already running a number of smaller retreats, but we could do with doing many more.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I know you've got an ordination retreat coming up soon. When does that start?
It starts, I think, on the 7th of December.
For 2 weeks?
A couple of weeks, yeah.
And there's going to be maybe 20.
We hope 22 women.
Right. Yes. And you'll be ordaining one or two yourself.
Four.
Four.
Yes.
Yeah. So I was wondering if you could maybe just tell me a bit about sort of stories for one or two of these people.
Well, I share the stories of two of the friends that I will be private preceptor to. So there was a very old friend called Sujata. She comes from a place called, I can't pronounce, but it's something like Wardha.
It's in Maharashtra.
It's in the Nagpur area. I mean, that's her, what we describe as native place. Mm. But for a number of years, she lived in Pune, so we got to know her when she was in Pune. And, I mean, she was living in the women's community in Pune. I mean, unfortunately, that's been disbanded more recently.
Right.
Yes, so she's back in where she came from, now married and has a child, probably about 6 or 7 years old.
Mm.
They're incredibly poor. She and her husband have really been living, you know, doing whatever jobs they can. Mm. But more recently, they seem to have found a way that might be more successful. They've started a pickling business and dried fruit business. She doesn't really speak English, but she was telling me the last time I saw her that they won some sort of prize for what they're producing. So I really hope it will take off much more.
Mm.
But she's lived, you know, a great deal of hardship. I've often been concerned that through her poverty that, I mean, she seemed to be extremely thin. My worry was that she was taking care of her daughter and not really looking after herself. But yes, she and her husband are very, well, they seem to work well together.
Is he a Dharma Mitra?
He's a Dharma Mitra, I think. But he was an ex-hostel boy from one of our residential hostels for children from poor backgrounds so that they could get an education. Hostel funded by the Karuna Trust.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you've known Sujata for how
long? It's a very long time. She's still, I think she's just maybe just late 30s or early 40s, but I have known her for probably at least 15 years.
Right.
Yes, a long time.
Right.
Yes.
So that'd be lovely to see that relationship coming to some sort of fruition. And,
yes. Some people in the West may have met Dharmacharini Shraddhavadri from North India.
Yes, I've met her before. She came here for a few months.
Yeah. And those two, plus another friend, have a very strong friendship. They're very, very, you know, very much exemplify spiritual friendship, Kalyana Mitrata. Yes, so that'd be great.
Mm. And then there was another one you were going to tell me about as well.
Well, I mean, in a way, I think I have known her for the 20 years I've been in India. She must be in her mid-40s.
Her name is?
And Sunanda. Unfortunately, until more recently, the ordination training in India has taken rather a long time. I very much hope that we can speed things up.
Mm.
It's taken a long time because we haven't had a very developed team.
Right.
And we have, you know, only recently beginning to have more private preceptors.
So how many private preceptors on the women's side?
Currently there are, maybe I just say the names to make sure I cover them all. Yanashiri, Vijaya, Shubhajaya, Suprabha, Jayamani.
Mm.
Yeah, five. Yes, and I help out a bit as well. So, so we haven't had enough preceptors and the team has been very small. But more recently it's begun to expand. So I hope that the ordination training won't take 15 to 20 years and can be a bit faster. I mean, the last couple of years or so ago, we had ordinations for the first time in Gujarat.
Right.
And, you know, some of those women had been associated with our movement for more than 30 years.
From Bante's visit,
Sunanda. Yeah, so that's far too long. So Sunanda, I first met her when she was living in a women's community in Nagpur. That community, again, is unfortunately disbanded.
Right.
She's working in the girls' hostel in Nagpur, so they have more than 80 young girls studying there. And she has twins, so she has responsibility for all these children. I love the names of her children. One's called Bodhi and one's called Sambodhi.
Mm-hmm.
Great names.
For twins as well.
Yeah, Bodhi and Sambodhi. She comes from another poor background, but she's been working at part of the team running the hostel. And I've seen her really grow in confidence. And yes, I think she will make a very fine order member. Yeah. Can I say a bit more about the retreat centre?
Oh, do, yes.
Yes. So far, we haven't started fundraising for it.
Right.
We have access to a certain amount of money, but we will need more money. I've been concerned about making too much noise about the retreat centre because at the moment, the ordination training teams are struggling a bit financially. That's the men and the women's teams who have responsibility for the whole of India.
Yeah.
So we don't want to jeopardise the fundraising for those teams.
No.
But it would be great if anybody really felt they'd like to support the retreat centre. One way we thought we might ask people to help It might be for specific parts of the retreat centre. Right. I'm very keen that we may be able to use all that wonderful sun, you know, have it running on solar power at least some of the time. So it may be that some people might like to sponsor something like that.
So how much money would you need to get the retreat centre up?
Well, I think it's this thing of how long is a piece of string. Right. I think the more money we have, the more we can expand. And there's also an idea that once we have these two phases of the community and then the small facility for smaller retreats, that we might then expand to have facilities for another 50 women. Yes.
So it could grow over time.
So it could grow, yes. We also want to have a secure place where women can come and do solitary retreats, because at the moment it's very difficult for women to have the experience of solitary retreats. So we want somewhere that they will feel safe but be able to be alone.
So it's actually the beginnings of potentially quite a large project, growing scale.
Yes. But actually, we'd like the solitary facility to be part of the first phase.
Right.
Yes. So, as I say, it depends, you know, how much money we're able to raise as to how much we're able to develop.
So if anyone is interested in raising some money or donating some money, how would they go about doing that?
Who should they contact? India Dharma Trust,
yes. So that's Dharma Vijaya in this country.
But please keep in mind the needs of the men and women's ordination teams.
Indeed.
Yes. But to let you know that 50% of the money is being raised in India, and that's quite an achievement.
So that's a big step forward.
It is a big step forward. Good. Thank you.
Okay, thanks very much, Caroline. Okay. I wish you well for all of that.